It's time for Living Thunder. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God. Living Thunder.
Hey, hope everybody's having a great Sunday morning. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto. For the next 2 hours, we have an awesome lineup of Christian rock, Christian contemporary, and we're going to get the Word of God out to you to build your life on. And I also want to remind you that you can go to WPXE1041FM.com, click on the Living Thunder program to listen on demand anytime, any day of the week. So right now, we're going to kick this morning off with one by Elevation Rhythm. A song called Sing of Your Love.
Calvary,
There is only one reason that we can sing of such love, and it's all because of Jesus. That was won by Elevation Rhythm. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. And Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now, we're going to keep the music going. Going to give you one by We Are Vessel, and it's a song called The Mighty Name of Jesus.
Tell me about your struggle. Tell me about your pain. The battle you've been facing. The mountains in your way. Tell me about your past, you've been running from, and all that you would erase, if you could make it come undone. And I don't claim to know, the hurt that weighs on you, let me tell you about the one, who has carried me through. Of a land I've always known, but I've never seen.
Some call it paradise or the land of the living. Well, I call it home, and I'm homesick for heaven. I wanna walk with Moses on streets of gold and dance with David before your throne to thank you face to face for the grace you've given. I wanna see my children run to today. You can know without question, believe in the power of Jesus' name, and you'll go into heaven.
Little bit of Phil Wickham there for you. A song called Homesick for Heaven. You know, as a follower of Christ Jesus, we can be homesick for heaven, to be with him, to walk with him. But you know, as we live here on this earth, we know that it's about when he wants us to be at home with him in heaven. And so we live here on this earth, being his hands and feet, sharing his message with the people that surround us, sharing his love. You see, that's what we're called to do until we are home with him. It's to live for him. You see, that's purpose of life. Right now, we got one by Crowder, and it's a song called Unstoppable.
Devil's playing fiddle, demons coming like a missile to my left, to my right, but I ain't be dancing with them. I got angels watching over me, fighting all my enemies. Wear them out, knock them down, about to taste that victory. Hey, hey, they can try to slow me.
river, winner, winner, chicken dinner. If I'm bitten by the serpent, you'll be sucking at the venom. I got someone watching over me, fighting all my enemies. See that smile on my face, about to taste that victory. Hey, hey, they can try to slow me, thinking that they own me. They be thinking crazy. Hey, welcome to the showdown. They about to find out.
Hey, 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 man.
When I got you. Son, he's gonna make the devil run. That's my bet. That's my bet. That's my bet. I'm his son. Watch him make that devil run. That's my bet. That's my bet.
As we live our life, we are to live a life of worship, allowing our breath to be breath to bring Him praise. Praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, we do this by keeping our eyes fixed upon Him so that we don't get sidetracked. Because you see, as we live our life, Satan's always trying to trip us up. His word tells us that he goes around like a roaring lion, prowling around like a roaring lion, waiting to devour. And so when we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, well, it's just as Proverbs 4:25-27 says, look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. So we need to remember who our rock is. He is Christ Jesus. Remember when Satan tries to sidetrack you. The words in Psalms 42:11 says, why, my soul, are you downcast? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise Him again, my Savior and my God. So you see, we exalt Him with our life because He lives and reigns forever. Psalms 18:46 says, the Lord lives. Praise to my rock. May the God of my salvation be exalted. We are to exalt Him with our lives. And when we exalt Him with our lives, we give Him the highest praise that one can give to the one who conquered sin and death. He alone is Lord of all. He alone is the one true Lord and Savior. He alone is the one true living God. All praise to Him forever and ever. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Passion, and it's a song called All Praise.
All praise. Sing all praise, all praise. Heaven bent to me. Father, Son, and Spirit, all praise, all praise. God and man, God and man together, one with us forevermore. You got it? You weren't made to hold back. Perspective.
Every moment is a treasure.
Try to say it.
All my past and my regrets, my present and my future.
Somehow you work it all together. It's what you do. It's what you do. Yep.
Every table is a feast. Every heartbeat is an altar.
So I lay it down.
Every step a mystery, but I'm walking with the author. Oh. So I fix my eyes upon you. I fix my eyes upon you. Yes, we fix our eyes on you, Jesus. I fix my eyes upon you. I fix my eyes. Say, oh, praise, oh, praise. Yeah. And heaven bent to meet us, Father, Son, and Spirit. God and man together, one with us forevermore,
forevermore. Kingdom.
So in famine we will eat, in drought we'll see a downpour. Bring the rain, bring the rain. Our peace has conquered. Yes, he has. Fix it. So I fix my eyes upon you. I fix my eyes upon you.
Yes, I do.
Oh. I fix my eyes upon you. I fix my eyes. Oh, praise, oh, praise.
So downcast, oh my soul, you are in heaven.
you are. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. You have earned it. You deserve it. You're worthy of it. Yes, you are.
Psalms 89:15 says this. Happy are those who hear the joyful call to worship, for they will walk in the light of your presence, Lord. You see, when we walk in the light of his presence, well, we will have we'll have different seasons. We will have all kinds of highs, and we will have all kinds of lows. But you see, in those lows of life, that's when our worship should become a weapon. So we won't be shaken by the enemy in our darkest hour. You see, this will show who we are in Christ and that he is our strength and our rock. In Hebrews 12:28, it says, since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and please God by worshiping him with holy fear and awe. You see, guys, we need to keep our eyes fixed upon him and know that, you know, no matter what takes place in our life right now, when we allow our worship to become a weapon to drive back the enemy, we're remembering that we're receiving a kingdom that is unshakable. And so we need to be thankful and please God by worshiping him with holy fear and awe. Isaiah 54:17 says this, it reminds you, but in that day, in that coming day, no weapon turned against you will succeed. You will silence every voice raised up to accuse you. These benefits are enjoyed by the servants of the Lord. Their vindication will come from me. I, the Lord, have spoken. You see, don't think you can fight this battle of life by yourself. But give it over to the Lord and know that no weapon turned against you will succeed, because worship will drive the enemy back and we will be able to give him all glory and all praise. Because he is our strength. He is our Lord and Savior. He is the King of Kings. He is over all and is all. He already has defeated death. And now those who are in Christ Jesus have a promise. And one day we will be with him for all eternity. What an awesome God that we have. It leads us into our next song. It's by Vertical Worship. And it's a song called Weapon.
Worship be your weapon. And now my song echoes through an empty grave, because the cross put the enemy to shame. And now my song echoes through an empty grave.
If I ever needed you, it's to right now.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages. Right now, we got one by Taya, a song called For All My Life.
When my troubles are a little too heavy, who can I turn to share the weight? When my
For All My Life, reminding us that if we are a follower of Jesus, it's about allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us in His truth. That's why it's so important to be in His holy and living Word, so the Holy Spirit can guide us in His Word through the path of righteousness that leads to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Right now, we got one by House Fires, a song called I Thank God.
a place to hide this weary soul, this bag of bones. I tried with all my might, but I just can't win the fight. I'm slowly drifting, a vagabond. And just when I
people like you and people like me.
You see, guys, if we are followers of Christ Jesus, well, we are the church. It's not the building that we worship in. We are the church. And so we are to be the church outside the walls. If we go to worship on Sunday, it's to build each other up in Christ, to go into this world so that we can share the message and hope of Jesus, to be his hands and feet in this world. Right now, we got one by Katie Nicole. Song called My God Can. There is only one who is full of power, only one by which we can be saved. He is Christ Jesus, the Son of God. Right now we got one by Cain, a song called I'm So Blessed.
Child of God, on my worst day, I'm a child of God. Oh, every day is a good day, and you're the reason why I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. Got this heartbeat in my chest. No, it doesn't matter about the rest. If I got you, Lord, I'm so blessed.
I'm so blessed. Hallelujah, I'm blessed. I'm so blessed.
Okay. Don't be gone.
Yeah.
But when I count the ways you're good to me, you got me counting all day long. Oh, yeah.
I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. Got this heartbeat in my chest. No, it doesn't matter about the rest. If I got you.
You see, guys, the greatest blessing that we can ever have in life is to be called a child of God, to know that He is our Lord and Savior, to have a hope for all eternity. That's what it means to be truly blessed in this life. Right now, we got one by Ann Wilson, a song called Stand. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to 104.1 WPXZ in Punxsutawney, and this is Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages, and right now, we got one by John Reddick, a song called No Fear.
Shaking faith, but the God I know says it ain't over. The God I know is gonna make a way. Yeah, though I walk through the valley, I will have no fear, no fear. The mighty power of Jesus is fighting for me here. No fear, no fear.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. And Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. Right now, we're going to keep the music going. Going to give you one by Big Daddy Weave, and it's a song called Let It Begin.
Single day of darkness, holding out for morning light.
There's a river that delivers me to freedom, and the covering of his mercy brings restoration. If my wounds could tell one story, let it be a testimony that you don't leave me. This is healing, let it begin. For my highest low, for my frail ego, all the breaking and the mending, all the seeds that I have sown, for the dreams that died, for the tears I've cried, for the weakness that bears witness to the grace that you supply. There's a river that delivers me to freedom, and the currents of His mercy bring restoration. If my wounds could tell one story, let it be my
So you see, healing can only be found in Jesus Christ. Healing of the soul is the most important thing. Because you see, when we hear God's truth, it exposes, well, our sinful ways. And if we heed to the Holy Spirit and repent of that sin and call upon the name of the Lord and be saved, you see, you're healed and made whole in Jesus' name. And so that sin will no longer have a hold on you because the Holy Spirit now lives within you. And as you go about your daily life, He will guide you in the path of righteousness that leads to Him. You see, there's a reason for that, because there is only one King and there is only one Lord and there is only one Savior. So life can only be found in one. Healing can only be found in one. Being made whole can only be found in one. You see, there's only one King in whom we find rest, in whom we can worship now and forevermore. 1 Timothy 1:17 says, "All honor and glory to God forever and ever. He is the eternal King, the unseen one who never dies. He alone is God." You see, because He is the eternal King, we can, through Christ, live within Him for all eternity. So let every burden of sin be laid down and serve Him as King of your life. Proclaim that He is Lord and Savior of your life. Know that one day we will be in His presence where, well, where God's home is among His people. Revelations 21:1-4 says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, 'Look, God's home is now among His people. He will live with them and they will be His people. God Himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever.'" You see, the reason why they are gone forever when we are in Christ Jesus and in His presence? Because there is no sin in His presence. What an awesome God that we have. There is only one true living King that reigns forevermore. Do you know Him? Do you live for Him? Do you proclaim Him Lord and Savior of your life? My prayer is that you can say yes to that, because there is coming a day when all will bow before Him. My question to you is, are you ready to meet Him face to face? Leads us into our next song. It's by Elevation Worship. It's a song called "There Is a King." There is only one King that reigns forever.
To the Lamb, honor and glory.
it won't be long. We will behold him, and every tear he'll wipe away. We'll be at home. The war will be over. Soon we will meet our Savior face to face. And every burden will be lifted in his presence. Every trophy will be laid down at his feet. There is a name.
You see, because he lives, death is defeated. He broke the power of sin. If we are born anew in the Spirit of Christ, we are alive forevermore. Romans 6, 5 through 11 says, since we have been united with him in death, we also will be raised to life as he was. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power over our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin. For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. And since we died with Christ, we know we will also live with him. We are sure of this because Christ was raised from the dead, and he will never die again. Death no longer has any power over him. When he died once to break the power of sin. But now that he lives for the glory of God. So you also should consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. We are all made in the image of God, but only those who are called, made new, and made whole in Jesus' name will be called his child for all eternity. You see, the Lord paid the price for all my sin and your sin. And today I pray that you would allow your heart to be softened and open it to the Savior of the world, placing your faith in Jesus Christ alone, proclaiming him Lord and Savior of your life, and know that because he lives, that you and I will also live, those who are in Christ Jesus. You see, there's only one reason why we can live for all eternity. It's because Christ Jesus lives for all eternity. He broke the bondage of sin. He broke and set free each and every one of us. Will you call upon his name and receive the greatest gift that you could ever receive? To be made new, to be made whole, to be born in the Spirit of God. It's the greatest gift you could ever receive by calling upon the one true Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, we were born with a void within our life, as Ecclesiastes tells us. We were born with eternity in our heart. So you see, that void is going to be in our life until that void is filled with the Holy Spirit. He created us that way. But you see, in our humanness, we will try to buy things and do things in this world to fill that void until you come down to the last moment and say, you know, I've tried everything else. Why don't I feel free? Why don't I feel loved? Why don't I feel mercy and grace? Well, the things that you kind of gather in this world isn't going to give you freedom. It's not going to give you peace. It's not going to give you rest for your soul. But whenever you turn to Jesus and ask him to be Lord and Savior of your life, believe on him, believe that he took your sin to the cross, that he rose from the grave, conquering sin and death, and that he lives and reigns today, that's when that void will be filled. Because as you give your life to Christ Jesus, when you proclaim him Lord and Savior of your life, now and forevermore, we see he fills that void in your life with the Holy Spirit. And that's whenever you experience freedom from sin and death that only comes through Christ Jesus. When he died once to break the power of sin. Now that he lives for the glory of God. And so also, we should consider ourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. It's about having that personal relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My prayer is today that you're having that walk with him. That because he lives, you also will live forevermore. It leads us in our next song. It's by Caleb and Kelsey. And it's a song called Because He Lives.
I believe in the sun. I believe in the risen one. I believe.
Mailman.
he forgot about Sunday. So sweet that he carried in the grave. Got the tombstone and grave, and the only thing he said,
pull me out of that grave, broke me out of those chains. Who else can say, kill me on Friday, rise on Sunday?
Bit of skillet there for you. A song called Unpopular, a song that reminds us that, you know, as we live the Christian life, well, in the world, we're going to be unpopular. But you see, we are to keep our eyes fixed upon Jesus and to go and share the message, to share the hope of Jesus Christ, to be his hands and feet in this world. You see, when we become followers of Jesus, well, you see, that's our purpose in life. It's to share who Jesus is, how Jesus has changed our life, and how he can change your life. Right now we got one by Cochran and Company, and it's a song called As For Me and My House.
Powers of earth, has he not spoken? Have you not heard? There is but one true God. The God of our fathers set us free. His Son paid the price for our covenant peace. Through generations, his mercy speaks. We trust in one true. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord our God. This house is the Lord's, and all within. May we be pleasing and holy to him. Joined by his Spirit, his people sing. Great is the one true God.
Oh, great is the living God. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house,
if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, we got one by Doe. God is in control.
I was needing to be found. I was longing for a breakthrough. Chains held me to the ground. A perfect time for a rescue. But only you can make a way. Only you can make the wind break. I will call on your name, and I will make my soul sing. God is in control. Oh, yes, he's in control. Yeah, I hope you know.
In case you don't.
case you don't, his story shows.
Since God will be my shepherd, oh, I won't need a thing. He leads the way before me, restores my soul to sing. You lift my head from sorrow and turn my mourning into joy, so I won't fear what evil brings, for you are with me. And you lay my anxious heart to rest when I am with you. Oh, even through the valley, oh, you are holding me. Your beauty is overflowing, your face is all I see. You lift my head from sorrow
turn my mourning into joy, so I won't fear what evil brings, for you are with me. You lay my anxious heart to rest when I am with you. I am home in the house of God. Yes, I'm home. I am home in the house of God. Yes, I'm home. I am home in the house of God. Yes, I'm
bit of Casting Crowns, a song called Home, reminding us, you know, we are not to stop meeting together. In other words, we are to go to the house of God to worship corporately with the church, to lift all praise and to lift all glory to the one who saved us by his grace. You see, as we go into the house of God, it's about preparing our hearts to worship him. You know, it's not about what songs we sing or the message we hear. But through that, we can lift our praise to give him glory, to give him worship. Because you see, it's not about us, but it's about us entering into his house to give him worship, to give him the praise that he so deserves. And so when we go to the house of God, it should be expecting to meet the Spirit of God, where our spirit meets his spirit, because of us drawing close to him. Because it's just as James says, if we draw close to him, he will draw close to us. And so you see, it's about lifting all to him, because he has freed us from the bondage of sin. And we now have a hope for all eternity. In Psalms 34:4, it says, I prayed to the Lord, and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. You see, when we are made new in Jesus' name, we are anointed with the Holy Spirit. We have the power of the living God within us. And since we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we should not fear, but live a life for his glory. You know, Satan will try to attack you on all sides as you go and you live your life for Jesus. Because he will try to bring fear into your life. He will try to bring anxiety into your life. He will try to bring anything possible your way so that it will shut you down from being bold in the name of Jesus Christ. Romans 8:15 says, "So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's spirit when he adopted you as his own child. It's his own children. Now we call him Abba Father." So you see, the spirit that lives within us is the Holy Spirit. And it says, so you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves, but we have become friends of God through Christ Jesus. We have become his own children as we receive the Holy Spirit. and now we can call him Abba Father, to go and live a life for his glory, to proclaim him king of our lives, to proclaim him the one and only living true God. So know that if you lean upon him, allow the Holy Spirit to guide you and lead you so that that fear can be taken away and that you can live life being bold for Jesus Christ. In other words, being able to go forth and share the message and hope that you have received from the Creator of the universe. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Jesus Culture, and it's a song called I Will Not Fear. Because you see, if we have the Holy Spirit within us, we should not fear, because it is the power of the living God within us so that we can go forth and live for him. You see, we are not to fear the world, but to fear God, the one who can, well, take both body and soul. When we become a follower of Jesus, you see, we become a soul on fire, ready to serve and love Jesus with our whole being. In Luke 3:16, it says, John answered their questions by saying, I baptize you with water, but someone is coming soon who is greater than I am, so much greater than I am, that I am not worthy, even worthy, to be his slave and untie the straps of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. It is the Holy Spirit that will lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness that leads to him. It is the Holy Spirit who gives us a fire to do, as Philippians 2:13 says. It says, for God is working in you, which means it's the Holy Spirit working within us, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. You see, it is the Holy Spirit that gives us a desire to serve him as Lord and Savior of our life. To be in tune with him is to know and hear, well, his voice. To know when he nudges on your heart to, well, to speak to someone or help someone. But you see, he doesn't stop at that. He gives us the power to do what pleases him then. So when we live a life for his glory, the Holy Spirit will guide us in his truth. And to guide us in his truth, well, is to, well, be the hands and feet of Jesus. And so he will guide us, but not only guide us, but give us the power to do what pleases him, so that we can do and live a life that honors him. So allow the fire to shine forth from you. Live that life of worship and praise to the one who saved you and makes you whole. You should be able to say that you are a soul on fire for Jesus Christ, and to be able to go into this world knowing that the Spirit's going to give you that desire to serve him as Lord and Savior of your life, and also that he will give you the power to do what pleases our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My question is, do you live for him? Do you take that time throughout the day and spend time with him so that your relationship continues to grow? Do you spend time in his holy and living word, so that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, can use the holy and living word to guide you in this life? So that you know when, well, that when you're sinning against God and when you're not. Because his desire is that we would go and sin no more. But in our humanness, we fail in many different ways. And we sin against God. And that's why it's so important to have a repentant heart, is to turn from our evil and wicked ways and focus in our new life with him, leaving our old life behind. So whenever we sin against God, it's about leaving it behind and focusing on doing what is right then. Taking up our cross daily, putting him first in all things. That's what it means to be a soul on fire, to be ready to serve at any moment. Leads us in our last song for the day. It's by Matt Maher. And it's a song called So On Fire.
I'm running for your heart till I am a soul on fire.
Be a soul on fire for Jesus Christ. Live life loving God. And I'll see you next Sunday morning right here on Living Thunder. And I want to remind you that you can go to WPXZ1041FM.com, click on the Living Thunder program, listen on demand anytime, any day of the week. And I'll see you next Sunday morning right here on Living Thunder.